I was in Nicaragua recently. I flew to Portland the day before yesterday, then I had to drive out to Corvallis from Panama. If you want to have some fun, try to get from Panama to Corvallis in one day. And I was in Nicaragua recently, and I was there with a group of philanthropic investors. And this included the president, not the founder, but one of the presidents of Whole Foods. And what these investors were looking at was how could they help campesinos in Nicaragua develop organic farming and sell the products to Whole Foods and others. And as we traveled around Nicaragua, we came to understand that a great deal of the agricultural land in Nicaragua has been destroyed by Chiquita, Dole, Kraft, and Cargill, the big agribusinesses. It cannot be farmed organically. You can't do it. And Nicaragua has two huge lakes. You can't see across them. The biggest lake in Central America is there, terribly polluted, mainly from our policies, our industrial policies, and NAFTA and CAFTA and those things. But you know, it occurred to me, there's equipment that can clean those things up, and there's technologies that can be invented that'll do a better job. It occurred to me, what if we took a percentage of our current military budget and we paid the same companies? We don't have to put these companies out of business. They've got great minds in companies like Raytheon and General Dynamics and General Motors and General Electric and all the other generals out there. Where do they come up with these names? You know, like, there's great minds working for those companies. What if we took a percentage of our military budget and paid those same companies to, instead of making weapons, to come up with technologies that will clean up the polluted lands of Nicaragua and every place else on the planet?